close enough, it's gonna get uncomfortable, it's gonna get crazy, it's gonna get weird. But you have to get used to this. We're gonna interrupt each other. You're gonna interrupt your friends. You're gonna make your friends feel weird. You're gonna make your non-friends feel weird.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. It's Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show.
Friday, I'm faking it till I make it till 10 a.m. today. Hey, so tired, I wanna go to bed. I'm a sleepy boy. I don't know. Sorry, I thought I had something there, but then I lost all my juice. Ooh, my goodness, even I'm a little chilly today. Is our air conditioning working too well? Is that even possible?
What? This never happened.
I know. I haven't really lost a ton of weight, so I can't say it's so that I'm getting skinnier and there's not as much meat on the bones. So, good morning. It is Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show. I'm Joe, Liv the Web Girl, producer Pork Chop, Lenny Bree, our technical producer in Houston. What a wonderful, wonderful thing it all is. We're so glad you're here with us. The number, trying it out again. I love it when you call in, 833-563-2539. I'm looking for the first caller of the day, whether you're heading into work, maybe you're heading home from work, maybe you're heading out of town somewhere for vacation, going to the airport, whatever you're doing, check on in, 833-563-2539. We got producer Pork Chop standing by for your phone call. Also, social media-wise, we're going to want you to be involved in the show, even if you're hearing this after the fact on a podcast. Radio Now AM Show for Twitter, for Instagram, and for Facebook. To search for Radio Now. We usually put a lot of our bigger discussions up there, so if you can't get through on the phones, you can definitely let your opinion and your voice heard. My day yesterday was a very proud one. I took Benny and Paddington along with my wife Lindsay to a place in Indy. It's called Alpha Canine, and we've been to other places, and they've all been good, but this place really turned our dogs around as far as just all their bad habits, like all dogs have, where they want to jump on you, they want to do other things. You know, you need them to sit, stay, come, and they're still a work in progress. Our guys are still crazy as hell. I love them. But they graduated from their class last night, so I was so proud of them. And here's the thing. This is no way to judge people in life, Liv, but do you ever think you suck, but then you see somebody else, you're like, oh, I'm better than those three other people in a class of 10. You're like, I'm okay. I'm not the worst.
Yes. It always is rough to be like the worst out of everyone.
Our dogs, I would say out of like 20 dogs were the top three. Like out of those two, I was like, dang.
Really?
But all the dogs were really good and they've all come a long way, but it just made me happy. I guess sometimes I have to realize the progress that has been made. I still want to work on them. Their biggest thing is if like you came over to my house, maybe with yourself or a Pork Chop, they like to jump still. They get really excited.
Right.
And I got to work on the excited stuff won't go away, but them not jumping, realizing that's a no-no. But that's a hard thing to practice because I'm like, hey, Liv, will you come over and let my dogs jump on you and then help me correct them? Yeah, Joe, I got nothing else to do. Sure, I'll come right over and do that.
Well, I'm sure the rabies don't help with that.
You know what, Liv? I really, really wish diarrhea upon you when you say that. How was your day yesterday, Liv the Web Girl?
It was good. I mean, it was busy, just like always. And then I ended up I went to the pool with my friend after we worked out.
Oh, yeah.
And I passed out. I was so tired. Mm-hmm. I barely made it through the workout. But I like pushed through it, and then we laid out at the pool, and I think she was like excited to like, you know, like gab and chat, whatever.
Hey, girl.
Literally within the first minute of me laying out, I fell asleep. And I fell asleep until it started to rain a little bit.
Did that wake you up?
Yes.
Thunderstorms coming on down on you.
Yes, like, oh, but it was so nice.
I guess I got to get on up.
And then I watched some preseason football last night and some baseball last night at just a bar. Had some dinner and a beer.
Dope.
That was fun.
I would ask, but I think I've been trained enough to know.
Yes.
Pork Chop, how was your day yesterday?
It was good. I did a Family Feud trivia at the Britain Tavern. And
you won?
We came in second place.
Aw, Pork Chop, always a bridesmaid, never a bride.
But we would have come in first if we listened to one of my suggestions.
Are we catching a theme here?
So, yes. I'm going to ask you the question.
Okay, and I will give you the answer.
The question is, name something that starts with C that men hate to do.
Well, I would say the obvious. I don't know if I'm locking this in, but I would think men hate to clean.
Liv, what do you say? A word with C that men hate to do.
Yeah, I would say clean.
Let me hold on. Dee Dee, are you there this morning on the phone?
Yes.
Hey, Dee Dee, did you hear Pork Chop's thing? What's something with a C that men hate to do?
Oh, cry.
I was right with you guys as clean.
Clean, but Liv say cry.
I would say cook. Those are all good answers. Pork Chop, and I still want to hear about your day yesterday, Dee Dee, but what is the answer that men hate to do beginning with a C, the number one answer?
So the number two answer was clean.
Okay, that's what I thought.
And I said cook, but everyone was like, no, Gordon Ramsay. Like, no, the men, they love to cook. And I'm like, okay. Dude. And they're like, grill out, you know, on the grill.
I'm going
to
barbecue because I'm a man.
Yeah, but nope, so I was right. No one listened. We got second.
Was cry up there at all?
No, they don't. They just told us the top two answers.
Oh.
So the number one answer was?
Cook.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, Dee Dee, sounds like Pork Chop's having a rough time at Family Feud. How was your day yesterday?
It was good. I was able to get home at a decent time and chill. And I like to cook, so I baked some brownies. Ooh. And then chilled.
Mm, wow. That sounds so good.
What, did you use like a brownie recipe, like homemade or just from the box?
Well, I used a box, but then I improvised. I melt peanut butter.
Oh.
And I put it over the top before I bake it.
Yum.
Then once it's done, I melt more peanut butter. Oh. And add some chocolate chips and some cream cheese in there and pour that over there when it's done.
Dee Dee, you need to stop right now with this food description.
That sounds so good. My stomach literally just growled.
So what are you up to this morning? What's going on? You're the first caller of the day.
Oh, good. I love your show, by the way.
Thank you.
I am
love you.
Going grocery shopping.
Okay.
I get it out of the way on Friday morning, and then my weekend's done.
Grocery
nice!
Shopping. No one asked, like, this early?
No,
I know. This is a very early time to go
but
grocery shopping.
But that's a genius idea. Yep. I love my wife, Lindsay, and she works all the time, but she always wants to go on Sunday afternoon, and I'm like, I feel it's like it's a battle. Like, you have to fight people.
Yeah, 10 million people there.
Yeah, you're left with this, the remaining pieces. Well, Dee Dee, thank you. I usually don't eat food from people, but if you want to bring some of those brownies over, that sounds really good. And have some fun shopping, okay? Thank you so much for being the first caller of the day. If you want to call in anytime, 833-563-2539.
Oh, I love trash.
It's Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show.
Who cares about this garbage?
Ron Burgundy made a surprise appearance on all of the late night talk shows last night and performed some stand-up jokes.
New York City, though, is it's a great drinking town. Whenever I come here, I just want to order a cocktail. You know what I mean? Harvey Wallbanger. That's a weird name for a drink, right? Guy named Harvey used to bang walls. Burgundy Rimshot.
Now, I've heard of that drink, but I kind of wonder what like a wallbanger is.
I don't know. Now I want one.
Can somebody tweet us, Radio Now AM Show, and let us know what a wallbanger is? A Harvey, I should say.
He also performed some more jokes on other late night shows.
How many of you out there have watched pornography? Show of hands. No joke here. Just was checking. Gotcha. I thought I was the only one.
Gwyneth Paltrow and Chris Martin went on a double date with their significant others. Paltrow and husband Brad Falchuk and Martin and girlfriend Dakota Johnson were all spotted together on a beach in the Hamptons this weekend. The foursome was picturing sitting on the sand and taking in the views of the ocean. Paltrow was married to Martin for 11 years before consciously uncoupling in 2014. I think that's amazing that they can still be like friends like that, where they're going on like double dates and trips together. That just blows my mind.
To me, that's a little bit too much, but maybe that's because I'm such a bad person. But I do love that they have a good relationship. I just would not go that far.
Really?
You would, Liv, let's say you had a kid with Jewel Daddy, okay? Like down the road. You guys break up, even if it's mutual, like, hey, it's just we're not the same people. You would still want to go on trips with them and see them and then see the other person with them?
Yeah, I mean, I have a ex who's like, I know why we don't have a kid together and we just like dated in high school, but he's like literally one of my best friends.
You need to have toxic relationships like I do. That way when you're done with somebody, it's over and you hate each other.
And I never have to see him again.
Yes, there's never reconciling.
All right, thank you for the advice.
Anytime.
Ryan Seacrest is back together with Shayna Taylor. Sources say the American Idol host has been trying to win Taylor back. So the sources add that she finally agreed to get back with him, but he told her he would go to therapy, and that's the only way she would get back to him. The couple split in February after 4 years of dating.
I wonder what he had to go to therapy for. I know that's personal, but like,
right.
I mean, I share all my therapy stuff, but it's
I
just,
know.
You wonder, because you only see a polished version of certain people.
And he is like the most polished. Like, you never see him
not. Like, he's perfect. Yeah, so what bothers him?
I wonder, that might be it, you know? Just being like, maybe like uptight or like always having to be perfect or maybe a control freak.
Keeping up that facade, yeah.
Or something like that. Just because, I mean, he is one of the most successful people in the business. He has really honestly made an empire for himself. So I'm sure, you know, there's probably some control issues that go along with that. Aaron Carter's family had to call the cops to his home because they were afraid for his well-being. A family member called the police because she was concerned about some comments he made. That was around the same time he had broken up with girlfriend Lena Valentina. The family member was also worried he was on drugs and could hurt himself or someone else. The police said Aaron wasn't home at the time, but eventually met up with them and everything was fine.
Leave the web girl with the garbage. Thank you so much.
You're going to learn today.
Friday fun facts coming your way right here on Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show. You guys know powdered wigs, like back in the day, like the old
powdered wigs.
Yeah, the old dudes back in the day used to wear like those powdered white wigs.
Yeah, like George Washington.
Yeah, exactly. Come on, don't look at me. Have you guys been off all summer here? Come on with it. Well, they became popular in the late 1500s, so even farther back. Many men were losing their hair due to syphilis.
What, like the? STD?
The STD, yeah.
Dang.
They didn't have, you know, condoms.
Now we're getting around.
Yeah, no kidding.
I didn't even know that was a symptom of it.
I didn't. Don't look at me because I'm bald, okay? I don't know. There's no relation to any of that, all right?
I don't know. And Porkchop's been losing his hair a little bit recently, too.
Hey.
You need to take it easy, Porkchop. Keep it in one place. The pie chart, the bar chart, and the line graph were all invented by an engineer named William Playfair from Scotland back in the 1700s. That's pretty impressive to have that on your resume, that you did all three of those things.
Yeah, I know. Not only just one, but all three. He's a triple threat.
Now, do you think he actually did the pie chart because he's like, all right, I'm going to cut up the pie in this percentage?
Yeah.
And that's how it actually got its name. I hope that's how it happened. Apple, they started putting the letter I. For example, I've got an iPhone, and you had like an iPod back in the day before their products when Steve Jobs introduced the iMac in 1998, and it stood for five things. Does anybody know what the I stands for? I'll see how you do here, Pork Chop Live.
That's interesting.
There's five I's.
Illustration. Incognito.
None of those, but I love that when I'm searching for stuff online.
Ill, because it's so sick. Technology.
I really don't know.
I is not an E. No guess.
Ill is spelled
ill. Oh no. Still failing miserably here. You were getting an F on this fun fact.
I don't know.
All right. How about internet?
Oh, okay.
Individual.
Right. Okay.
Instruct. Okay. Inform. Huh. Inspire.
Wow.
Getting deep on you right there.
Wow. How's anyone supposed to know that?
I don't know. And finally, this is a genius idea. Like, we seem dumb, but we're not that far away from, like, making a big breakthrough in life. Mm-hmm. Listen to this story for your final fun fact for today. A woman in Detroit named Evelyn found a recipe for a cheesecake in the newspaper back in the 1940s. So way back in the day, but, oh, here it is. Housewives, make your man the cheesecake he'll love. Just a basic recipe. Well, she started selling the cheesecakes at a bakery in L.A., which her son turned into the first location of the Cheesecake Factory.
Ooh.
What? Really?
For realsies.
Wow. And now it's in a Drake song. This has come full circle.
Who would have known 40 years ago that she'd be in a Drake song?
I want to know whose recipe it was in the newspaper.
Exactly. How mad would you be if grandma's cheesecake recipe got in the little community newspaper and now the other person's a billionaire?
That girl got snubbed for sure.
Hope they at least get like a Cheese Factory card where they get some kind of free stuff. Hey, that's your Friday fun fact here on Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show. Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show. Let's get into it. Joe's Need to Know News. NFL preseason last night. The Colts lost to the Bills 24-16. The Texans, it was close, but they lost to the Packers 28-26 your final. How about this? Continuing with sports, the New York Yankees and Chicago White Sox will play a game at the famous Field of Dreams site in Iowa. August 13th, 2020 is when it's going down.
If you build it, he will come.
I am so excited about this. They're building a temporary 800-seat ballpark that will be built at the site where the 1989 movie was filmed. It will be the first Major League Baseball game to be played in Iowa. Live. Pork chop. Either one of you, have you seen
Field of Dreams?
Please say yes.
Duh.
Okay, I was so afraid you'd be like, what? No, 1989.
I haven't.
You have not seen Field of Dreams?
No.
Homework assignment this weekend. You need to watch it. Are you a sports fan at all?
Yeah, of course I'm a huge sports fan.
I would say it's one of the top three baseball movies of all time.
I think it's top five, maybe top 10 sports movies of all time.
All right, I will watch it, I promise.
All right, good, good. So if you need me to give you some money to like download it off Apple or something or wherever it's at, I'll pay for that. You need to get in touch with yourself and check that out. Okay, the average person, all the parents out there, you're going to not like to hear this, is going to spend about $507 on back-to-school shopping this year. That's according to a new study. That is up $42 from last year. That doesn't surprise me. Clothes alone, right? You got to get your outfit.
Right.
I mean, how much is that? Hundreds of dollars? And if you have a kid?
I feel like so many kids are dressing like they would like so much older, you know? Like they have to have the right shoes, the right pants, the right shirt, the right jacket, the right earrings, the right necklace, the right purse. Like there's just so much that goes into it. I feel like now than it, there was like when we were kids.
Yeah, I honestly like it is nice when you have some clothing that you really like. But I just have such traumatic experiences. I remember like every year being the fat kid and it's like had to go to the store like, where's the Husky section? I'm like, no fashion for this kid. But yeah, it's going to be $507 the average parent will spend on back to school shopping this year. I want to know what you think about this, Liv. A neighborhood wants their help wanted strip club sign to be taken down. Listen to this. A help wanted sign outside of Candy's Gentleman's Club in Omaha says, fully nude girls, stay-at-home moms, earn extra cash, apply within. I think it's kind of tongue-in-cheek, but
yeah.
I mean, come on. You don't know who's at that strip club. Grandma could be there. People got to make that money.
Why is that bad? I mean, they're just saying that they're hiring. It's not like they're forcing anyone to go in and become a stripper.
It's just a word. Yeah, the club is not open yet, but neighbors think the sign is inappropriate.
It's very inappropriate.
I don't think it should be on the main street like this.
It's kind of crass.
They got a preschool right here for little kids. I don't think they should have to see that.
I don't know. I think that's a good setup right there. You drive your kid off at preschool. You go do a little dancey dance. Come pick him up.
Oh, my gosh.
Just saying.
Mom, why is there glitter everywhere? Why do you smell like cigarettes?
Because I like Kesha.
My son has seen the sign, and he has asked, you know, Mom, why would moms go be naked? Like, why do they want naked moms? And the fact that it has fully nude girls, stay-at-home moms, my son can read that. He knows what nude means. And it's just kind of terrible.
Yeah, so.
Yeah, I guess that's true. I was, like, thinking that it was, like, right on their, like, door or in the window of the strip club.
It's a sign, though. Come on. I don't know.
I mean, I don't have kids, so I don't really care, but I can see where parents are getting upset.
I wouldn't mind if I had a location that close to me. According to a new survey, 67, almost 7 out of 10 people percent admit that they've intentionally done a bad job at a chore so they could get out of doing it again in the future.
Yes, you want to know why everyone's doing this?
Why?
Because our leader, our queen, Paris Hilton, taught us this. In The Simple Life, when she had the show The Simple Life, she did that so she didn't have to do chores wherever she was at, whatever family she was staying with. And I remember watching that in like second grade and being like, oh my gosh, my queen, a genius. And you know what? I never had to vacuum ever.
Hold on. You couldn't handle vacuuming?
I would just like didn't want to do it. I was too lazy. And so I told my mom that like I just didn't know how to and that like the noise bothered me. And then she was like, come on, do it. And then I did it like really badly. And then she never had me do it again.
Your poor parents.
And I learned it from Paris Hilton.
Your poor parents. Now, here's what sucks. Like, I just mess stuff up. Not on purpose, but I have messed things up. And now my wife won't let me do things. Like, I can't do certain laundry. I'm only allowed to do towels and my own underwear and socks. I can't do shirts because I've shrunk mine. I've shrunk hers. I can't do any of her dresses. I can't do anything except for towels and underwear.
Dude, my boyfriend shrinks everything of mine. But then he still insists on doing it. And I'm like, this is so backwards. What?
All right. And your final story today for Joe's Need to Know News. This is some of the best audio I've heard in a long time. And the video is something you need to go check out and find it on our website. A woman fights off an attacker by biting him with no teeth. Alice Coleman says she fought off a burglar accused of forcing himself into her Fort Lauderdale apartment by biting him with her mouth, even though she has no teeth.
Some kind of danger. I sensed it. And I seen that look on his face. My life were in danger. I was able to bite him, and I didn't even have my teeth in my mouth like now. They say, my brother and them say, how did you bite him? I say, with the little teeth I got, I bit him. I ran out, and when I ran out, he locked himself in here, locked me out of my own place. And they asked me where he was. I told him that he was in my apartment. The police knocked on the door and said, the police, he opened the door. And when he opened the door, they pulled him out and put the handcuffs on him and took him in the car.
I bit him with my little teeth.
That is
persistence.
Gosh.
You never mess with old people. You know what? They've been around long enough. They don't got time for your crap. You're trying to break in there and do stuff.
Yeah, honestly, good for her. Standing up for herself, getting the job done.
That is Joe's Need to Know News. You can check it out on our website. We'll put a link to swipe up later on our Instagram, Radio Now AM Show. A lot of trash talking already happening here on Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show. We're about to get into it. It's your song of the day. Producer Porkchop, what is the category we have for this fine Friday?
Today's category is songs that you would want to hear walking into a party.
Oh.
Now, what I mean by that, I really want you to envision it. You're walking to a party, you're in college, you know, that hot guy or that hot girl's in there.
Hey.
You just got your hair cut, guys. You got to shape up, girls. Your makeup's looking good. You got your 12-pack in your left hand and your handle in your right of vodka.
God, dude, how much of an alcoholic are you?
You walk in the door, and boom, that song, the perfect song, starts right as you walk in. What song is it?
Okay, now listen, we're going to give you all of our songs, and you can, after we give it to you, vote. There's three different ways to do it, and as a matter of fact, there's no rules against doing all of them. You can text the word song, S-O-N-G, to 52140. Make sure you save that number, 52140. It's S-O-N-G, which you'll be texting. You can call us right now. Phones are ready to go, 833-563-2539. And you can also vote on our Twitter poll if you follow us. It's the easiest way to see that. Radio Now AM Show. Lil' Web Girl, let's have you go first today for your song that you want to hear go off when you walk into that party. What is it?
So this takes me back so much because this song that I picked, I'm not joking, was the song for me and my girls, my last 2 years of college. It was like all about girl power, and we were like, who cares about boys? And we would play this song everywhere we went, and everyone caught on to it. So anytime we would walk into a party, this song was always playing, and it got us so hyped up. It's C'est la vie by Bewitch.
I'm pulling a live here, but I've never heard that song before in my life.
It's so good. It's a super, same, super old song.
Never heard it.
Super
yep.
old song.
All right, we already have the votes.
No, that, everyone knows what C'est la vie is.
If you want to vote for that as your song of the day, text the word song, S-O-N-G, to 52140. Call right now, 833-563-2539, or vote on our Twitter poll, Radio Now AM Show. This is just a limited time for the next 5 minutes for you to cast your vote. All right, next person that gets to go is Porkchop. What is your song that you want to hear when you walk into that party?
You know, it's funny. I feel like I already gave my cell. Like, you know, I said, like, you got the fresh haircut. You're just walking up to the party. You got the beers. You open the door, and this song literally starts. Where am I live at? I'm here.
Woo! Y'all gonna make me lose my mind. Up in here, up in here.
Hey, don't sing over my song.
Up in here, up in here.
Yes,
I'm ready to party and drink.
Porkchop dances like how you would picture like a 7-year-old trying to dance like a song to that.
Yeah, he does. It's like, why is he trying to do like the floss? Why is he doing that? Porkchop's like, I get all my dance moves from the Cotton Eye Joe and Fortnite. I'm the best. All right. If you want to vote for Porkchop, you can do that. Twitter poll is Radio Now AM Show. You can text the word song, S-O-N-G, to 52140 to cast your vote for Porkchop. Or you can call right now, 833-563-2539. All right, for myself, Joe, this song is a clear-cut winner. I guess you could say we save the best for last. When you walk into a party or just anywhere and this song comes on, from the very beginning, the first 2 seconds, you know it's about to get real. Let's go with a little Warren G, Regulators.
It was a clear black night, a clear white moon. Warren G was on the streets trying to consume some skirts for the eve so I can get some phones. Rolling in my ride, chilling all alone.
Just hit the east side on the LBC on a mission trying to find Mr. Warren G. Seen a car full of girls.
R.I.P. by the way to Nate Dogg, gone too soon. And
that one got me super hyped up.
Honestly, and we didn't even play the beginning. I should have told Porkchop that, because the very beginning of that song, it gives everybody chills. I'm just going to do it real quick. This part. Okay, that's all you need. You hear that? I should have just played that. If you would have given me 2 seconds of this. All right, if you want to vote for my song, Regulators by Warren G, you got to call right now to cast your vote. 833-563-2539. There goes Porkchop. He's getting your phone calls. Also, the Twitter poll is open, Radio Now AM Show, or text the word song, S-O-N-G, to 52140. Okay, stop it. The voting has now closed for the song of the day. And now producer Porkchop, who we don't even know if he's good at math, is officially tallying up and calculating the results here on Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show for your song of the day. It was a theme that was pretty perfect for a Friday. What is your walk into a party song? When it comes on, you're like, hell yeah, I just entered the party. Let's get down. If you missed it, here's what we had. This is Liv's song.
Say I'm true.
Never heard of that song, but c'est
so
la vie.
Good. It's a banger.
It's a song. And then we had Pork Chop with...
Woo! Y'all gonna make me lose my mind.
Up in here. Up in here.
Party up.
Who is that by?
That is by an artist named DMX.
Okay.
Really big fan of dogs. And then there was myself, Joe, with this hit.
Just hit the east side on the LBC on a mission trying to find Mr. Warren G.
And if that doesn't get you hyped, I think you always start out with... That's all you need to know. We're regulators. All right. He's still tabulating the results. So I don't know if there's so many votes to count or if it's a close tie again, because yesterday was the closest song of the day that we've ever had since we started doing this here on the show. So I'm waiting for him to give me a signal right now.
All right. I do have the official vote.
Ooh.
Coming in dead last. Third place with 15% of the vote. Live the Web Girl.
What?
Oh,
my
goodness. Nope. Your song was the worst. So that means that we have another close battle between producer Porkchop and myself, Joe.
Sorry, not close. Coming in second place with 34.5% of the vote, Joe.
What?
I am the winner with 50% of the vote.
How do you guys poo-poo on Regulators? Oh, man, I hope you have a bad weekend.
Ah!
Let's party.
All right, here's your song of the day. Party up.
Woo! Y'all gonna make me lose my mind. Up in here, up in here.
Meet me outside. Meet me outside. I'm a hot head ass. Girl, thank the girl, man. I'm a street, street people.
Wow, Porkchop right there with your song of the day. That song you want to hear when you walk into a party. You got that fifth of vodka in your hand. You've got that.
Colt 45.
Colt 45.
Or what do you do? No, what's your big thing now that you get drunk off of? A White Claws.
Oh, yes. No, I've only had that like once or twice.
Isn't it hard?
24-ounce White Claws.
Isn't it hard? Just real quick. I want everybody to close their eyes if you're not driving right now.
Okay.
Close your eyes. Think of producer Porkchop walking into a party. With a thing of White Claws in his hand.
Oh, I'm
about to party up. I got black cherry and I got all the good stuff.
Immediately start dancing and look so lame.
Back in the day,
he looks super cool.
I would have had a 12-pack of Coors Light for sure.
Oh, wow. Look at
cool.
you. You're so manly. Look at you. All right, that's the song of the day. Hey, by the way, one thing we're looking for, we try to have themes. If you can DM us on our Instagram right now or maybe later if you hear this, Radio Now AM Show, give us some ideas like what would be a good theme. Like somebody said, hey, you guys should do Guilty Pleasure songs. So maybe we'll do that next week. But that's an idea. Like it's hard to think of all the ideas.
Even just tweet them at us, at Radio Now AM Show.
All right, cool. Now, producer Porkchop yesterday had a big announcement. He apparently saw something, I believe, on Blanco Brown's social media about him shooting a music video. He's like, guys, I think this is a sign that I need to go down there and do it. And we're like, well, why? He's like, well, first of all, you guys know I'm a really good line dancer teacher. Like, yes. Pork Chop apparently can teach the Cotton Eye Joe to anyone.
I can.
Where did you come from, Cotton Eye Joe?
Heel, heel, toe, toe. Out front, out, back to the right. 2, 3, clap to the left. 2, 3, clap.
My gym teacher taught this to me.
I apparently grew up in a weird place because I never learned how to Cotton Eye Joe at
no
school.
Way.
I mean, we did literally one class in PE, or like one time in PE, because we were supposed to go outside, but it was raining. So she's like, oh, let's learn the
she's
Cotton
like,
Eye
this,
Joe.
This is our backup backup plan. This is what we're going to use. Okay, cool. So let me get on the good stuff right now. Let me get back to Blanco Brown right here with the get up, because Pork Chop, you told us that you actually reached out and you applied to be one of the people that you wanted to be in his music video, and I guess they'd get back to you if you would actually be in consideration. Is that right?
Yeah, that's right. So last night I was at home, kind of bored. I took a nap. So then I went on YouTube and I was learning the dance, and I feel like I got it like a little bit. Like, I'm still going to practice more, don't worry. But as I was practicing, I got an email. My email went off.
Ding!
And it was an email from the Get Up.
What'd they say?
Ooh, this is awesome news. Let's hear it.
It says, hello. Thank you so much for your interest in wanting to be a part of the music video for Blanco Brown's The Get Up.
Yes.
The video is taking place this Tuesday, August 13th, and we would love it if you showed up at 5 p.m.
Nice. Yay! 5 p.m.?
Yeah.
That means that you can still come to work.
Yes.
Yay!
Woo! That's even bigger news.
And then it says, casual, everyday wardrobe is sufficient, but please refrain from wearing anything with logos.
Yeah, because they would probably have to, like, it's free ads.
So what do I wear, Liv?
I think you should wear, like, a navy t-shirt with new jeans. You need a new jeans and you need new t-shirts.
I like where you're going,
new shoes.
But change the end to nude. You need to do something that stands out. I say you do like what the Naked Cowboy does in New York. You've got to do something where you show off a lot of skin, because as they say, skin to win.
Why don't you wear your rainbow boxers and just that?
Oh, that is it. I'm
they'd
sure
kick him out.
They'd embrace it. No, they wouldn't. They'd embrace it. Like, yeah. Oh, he represents people.
Yeah, I don't know about all that.
Yeah.
But yeah, this Tuesday night, I'm excited, guys. I'm going to be in a music video.
Oh, my God.
So wait a minute. When are you when are you leaving?
Famous.
When are you leaving?
I guess I can do the show Tuesday, because okay. Tennessee is central time. So I can leave here at like 10 a.m. and it's only like it's not too far of a drive.
I don't know. Are you coming back the next day, too?
That'll be rough. I would get back at, 9, 10, 11, 12. Like, I'd get back at 2 a.m.
Okay, then you can just come here and you can just sleep for a couple of hours in the studio.
We'll figure out those logistics, but that is badass. Everybody, Pork Chop!
Yeah! I'm going to be famous!
Yeah, the show's going to be famous, right?
Of course.
What if we lose Pork Chop after this? And then after
Sorry,
then, they
guys.
Never
he
heard
took
of him.
Off.
Yeah, he made his mark in the video, and ever since then, he became a professional backup dancer, teaching people around the world the get up.
Oh, I love trash.
It's Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show.
Who cares about this garbage?
Taylor Swift is opening up about her feud with Kim Kardashian, resolving her issues with Katy Perry, and more in the latest issue of Vogue magazine. Taylor Swift that making music kept her sane during her most recent feud with Kanye West. Taylor said the leaked video led to millions of people shaming her and calling her a snake. She said she suffered mentally from the incident, and the only way to get her life back on track was to make music about what happened. That was after, you know, Kim Kardashian leaked the video of Taylor Swift, like, giving Kanye the okay about his song. And then when the song came out, she acted all upset about it. Swift says that after Kim Kardashian compared her to a snake, and she felt isolated. Swift said a mass public shaming with millions of people saying you are quote unquote canceled is a very isolating experience. I don't think there are that many people who can actually understand what it's like to have millions of people hate you very loudly. When you say someone is canceled, it's not a TV show. It's a human being. You're sending mass amounts of messages to this person to either shut up, disappear, or it could also be perceived as kill yourself.
One thing, and I agree with that. One thing I think that Kim Kardashian was very smart, and if I ever went after somebody, you got to make sure there's an emoji if you're describing that person. Like a snake, there's an emoji for that.
Oh, you think it's like genius what she did?
I think thinking of a snake, yes. You can't be like, You are a... Well, wait, is there a turtle emoji? I'm trying to think.
Like a humpback whale.
Yeah.
There's no humpback whale.
If there's no humpback whale emoji, you lose a lot of your power.
Right, I get that.
You can't drop that humpback whale emoji.
It's like branding. You're saying from a branding perspective.
Yeah, you got to give Kim K credit for the attack right there.
Leslie Jones from SNL was on Jimmy Kimmel last night and talked about how her parents reacted when she told them she wasn't going to go into comedy.
I do not have that audio clip.
Okay, well, basically... her dad was like, what? Like, you're not even funny. You've never made me laugh once. No, you're finishing your degree. And it was really funny, but she like laughed about it. And she said, yeah. And Kimmel was like, well, that must have been hard. And she's like, not really. I just didn't really care what he said. Like, I don't really care about
I would have a hard
opinion.
Time. Like, if my friends or family like, Joe, you're not that funny. Like, bro, like, just as a friend. That would be like, oh, my God. Because you think your own people, your own camp, your own team would, like, maybe even lie to you saying you're good.
Yeah, I think, like, she meant it as in, like, he was, like, trying to protect her more so. Does that make sense?
Well, yeah, she's doing good, though. So good thing for her for doing her thing.
Shawn Mendes just celebrated his 21st birthday. And when he was asked what he wished for, he said that all he wanted was to take a peaceful stroll in the streets with his new girlfriend, Camila Cabello. The two were spotted leaving a restaurant and then proceeded to walk the streets of New York City undisturbed.
How are you celebrating?
Man, I have one request for my birthday.
What's up? What's that?
Maybe just let us walk down the street.
Just let you the street? All right, listen, I just want to wish you a happy birthday. Listen, I don't want to bother you guys. You guys are amazing.
Thank you guys, thank you.
Which I thought that was really nice because sometimes people don't respond to paparazzi in the best way, but he was just like very nice and like calm and collected and was like, hey man, like, let me just be. It's my birthday. And then the paparazzi was like, okay, yeah, no, I get it. Kylie Jenner posted a 20-minute YouTube video yesterday of her and her big sis, Khloe Kardashian, doing a drunk getting ready video where they drank Don Julio and did their makeup. So those videos are like super popular with makeup, like YouTubers
and
makeup
getting drunk
bloggers.
And doing stuff?
Like kind of like getting ready with me, like while like
okay.
Drunk getting ready. So it's like they're like maybe pre-gaming or something like that. They're super popular amongst like makeup bloggers.
Why don't you do one? Live the web, girl. Like you're just smashing some like some drinks and putting
some
on makeup.
Claws and putting on makeup.
You should do it. I bet her Instagram would go wild.
Maybe. I'll think about
Pork it. Pork Chop, will you do it if she won't?
Okay.
Just a little blush.
Oh, gosh.
Consider
I would
it.
Not like to see him even attempt to do makeup. So, Kylie did it to help promote her 22nd birthday collection that just came out. And the video had surprise appearances from Kris Jenner, her boyfriend Corey Gamble, her BFF Sophia Richie, and a FaceTime call from Kim Kardashian and her kids. And in total, Khloe had 11 shots and Kylie had 7.
That's insane.
I know. I saw part of it.
It had to have been
so,
water.
So funny. No, it was real.
I don't believe
and
that.
And you could tell. You could tell that they were like drunk. It was so funny. I haven't watched a full thing, but I'm excited to.
Live the web, girl, with the garbage. Thank you so much.
She's a very freaky girl. Super freak. She's super freaky.
Show Friday. If you're a little freaky, maybe you do something, or maybe you got a friend or just a freaky situation, hey, we like to hear about it. We can even try to help you if that's possible. All you got to do is call us 833-563-2539. You can also DM us. That's a good way to do it. Radio Now AM Show. All right, let's go to the phone this morning and let's say hi to Tucker. Hey, Tucker, you're on Joe on the Radio Now Morning Show. What's going on for Freak Show Friday?
What's up, man? Yeah, calling in for Freak Show Friday, but it's not for me. It's for my roommate.
Okay.
Okay, so your roommate's kind of freaky. What are they doing?
Yeah. All right, so I've known him for like 4 years now, but this is the first time we're living together. And so we just moved in like a month ago. All right, so the other day I go in his room to snag a water bottle from him because I was out. And when I'm in there, I opened up his mini fridge to get one, and I saw something super weird. The thing is filled with pee. Just the whole thing. The filled with water bottles that are open and just filled with pee.
How do you know it's urine?
Okay. So I opened it up. I did a sniff test.
Just oh, my God.
No. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Why did you
I know
that?
What pee looks like. Right, but I was like, no way, this is really what I'm looking at. It's pretty messed up. He's always seemed so normal, and then I'm blown away by this.
Oh my gosh. So
I haven't asked him about it because I'm scared of what he's going to say. I mean, I'm like, what could you possibly be using it for? Like, please don't tell me you're drinking it.
Not to get too gross, but I know, like, my brother, when we were younger, Bob, I don't know what he was going through, but he was, like, disgusting/slothy, and he used to have bottles of, you know, pee in his bedroom because he was too lazy to go to the bathroom. Like, is your roommate that, like lazy and kind of just doesn't want to do anything? Because that's one thing I could think of that it might be.
Honestly, I did think about that for a minute, but then I'm like, but if it's a laziness thing in the middle of the night, it's easier than going to the bathroom. Why are you getting up and putting it into the fridge and it's stocked with it?
Wait, that is so true. I feel like you would probably just like get rid of those. But I would be scared to confront him because honestly, whatever he says might be worse than whatever you're imagining. Like, it could be way more messed up than what you're even thinking.
Well, what are you thinking? Like, do you have any ideas of what it might be for or what he's doing?
I'm like, are you taking a bath with this stuff, or are you going to put it in somebody's drink? You know, is he trying to poison me? Like, I thought we were cool. Like,
wait a minute, hold on.
A serial killer?
I'm trying to work this out right now and think of what's going on, Tucker. What if, we just talked about this the other day, a lot of people do say they drink their own stuff for health benefits, which that just sounds gross to me. Also, though, too, didn't we talk about this where they put it on like a washcloth or something? It's good to get rid of acne? I swear we talked about this.
Someone called in and told us that.
Someone called in yesterday and said that.
Whether that's scientifically true or not, I don't know, but if you believe it, or maybe, I mean, okay, for example, Tucker, does your roommate have or did he have acne?
Just like, you know, the occasional adult zits.
Okay.
It's like, but use soap, dude.
Right.
You know?
what if this is better than soap? I wouldn't want to find out, but maybe it is.
I remember the lady yesterday said it has to be your first go of the morning. It has to be that one. And his acne cleared up like crazy.
Maybe
is what
that
she
is because usually overnight you got a lot. You know, you can fill a bottle up, no problem.
Oof.
Wow. Yeah. All right. Well, that
I
is.
I didn't sign up for this. You know, like I didn't. He didn't disclose this.
Right.
When we were moving in.
But to be fair, though, it is gross. But this is not actually your fridge. It's his mini fridge in his room. Which I mean, if he ever found out, first of all, that you went into his room, that's probably going to be a problem.
But wouldn't it be like uncomforting, like knowing that you're living with someone who like could possibly be a freak? You know,
it is.
I'm not liking it.
Yeah, but everybody's a freak, though. Liv, I'm sure you got some freaky stuff you do.
Not pee in a fridge. Not that freaky.
I had to do that a month ago. Remember when I had to do my urine test for the health benefit thing?
Oh, yeah. He had to do a whole jug, like a gallon.
And I had to put it in the refrigerator.
And he brought it into the studio. That was gross.
That's true, but you told us. I'm sure if his roommate had any health concerns, he would disclose it with his roommate and his friend.
True. Well, and mine was in a huge brown jug.
All right, Tucker, this might be a situation where we don't get any calls because I don't know what's going on here, but if you can hang on, 833-563-2539. I'll certainly see if anybody will call us, 833-563-2539. What do you think's going on here with Tucker's roommate? Should he say anything? Should he keep quiet? I mean, what are you telling him to do, Liv?
Move out. Break your lease and get out of there.
All right, Tucker, hang on, man. We're going to talk to you and everybody else next here on Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show for Freak Show Friday. It is Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show, Freak Show Friday. We're talking to Tucker and trying to get him some help at 833-563-2539. And Tucker, just to recap right here, you called in because you found bottles and bottles, not just one, but multiple bottles of pee in your roommate's mini fridge, which you should not have been going in there, but I guess he was looking for some water. And now we're kind of wondering what the heck's going on. What would you tell Tucker to do if you found yourself in the situation? Liv, the web girl, said, move out, bro.
Yes,
get
absolutely.
Out. All right, Tucker, let's see if we can get you some help this morning. Let's go to Ryan. Hey, what's going on, Ryan? You're on Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show for Freak Show Friday.
Hey, how's it going, Joe?
Well, I mean, to be honest, I'm not thirsty anymore for orange juice, but other than that, I'm good. What do you think's going on here with Tucker's roommate?
Well, I have two theories. Number one's a little outlandish, but there's a rumor that Nolan Ryan used to pee on his hand every night before bed because it made his calluses tougher.
Oh, yeah, Nolan Ryan, the baseball player.
That's correct.
Yeah, he was a pitcher. He threw like 100 miles an hour.
That's right.
Ooh, that might help me for my rec softball league. I'll have to think about that. Okay.
No, that is not worth it. I'd rather have calluses.
I played a little baseball, too. I tried it one night where I peed on my hands before I went to bed, and I lasted maybe 2 minutes. I went and washed them off. It was too gross.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Wow. I can't believe you even peed on your hands
that
in the
is,
first
no.
place.
So that's,
you can use pickle juice. It does the same thing. I opted for pickle juice.
So,
there you go.
Wait, we got Tucker. Tucker, is your roommate a pitcher? Does he play baseball?
No. I mean, I
what about rec softball?
No. I think he did a little as a kid, but there's no way. And, like, why would he need, like you said, like, multiple bottles of urine?
Hmm. Yeah, that's true.
So, Ryan, what was your second theory?
My second theory, maybe Tucker's roommate is a straight-laced guy. He's got some buddies who like to party, and maybe he's filling his urine for piss. You never know.
Oh, interesting. You know what? I've been watching Euphoria, which is about teenagers with drugs, and that happens.
Is that even possible, though, that you could actually, like, make that work? I don't know how. Like, I've heard of things called, like, the Wizinator, so I guess people could have it. Cause
what's a Wizinator?
It's like, it looks like a fake wiener. And, like, you put...
What?
You, Google it right now, Wizinator, for real.
Okay.
Hey, wait, we need to stop.
What? Well, we can't talk about this?
No, something crazy. You gotta... I don't know, maybe you could keep talking to Tucker, but we got someone on the phone that you got to put on.
Okay, let's see here. Go hit that button. Hey, good morning, Joe on the Radio 9 Morning Show. Who is this?
Hey, man. It's Sean. I hear you talking about me.
Oh, man.
I mean, you called the radio station in a city we both live in. You didn't think I'd hear you?
Wait, hold on. Sean, do you know Tucker?
Yeah, I'm the roommate.
What?
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, no.
All right, clear things up here, because this is awkward, Sean.
All right. Well, first of all, thanks for airing it on the radio. I kind of wish you'd just come to me first, and you could have just asked me. But if you have to know, I'm, like, super broke right now, and I have a lot to pay in student loans, and I don't want to be in debt forever, so I am selling my pee on the internet.
Wow.
What?
I didn't even realize that was a thing. Now people were speculating that maybe you did it for people that play baseball so they can keep those calluses strong. I mean, is that what it's for, or what are you hawking this stuff for?
No, I don't think even I could stomach that.
Yeah.
I'm just one of those lucky people that I don't do drugs, so my pee is totally clean, and I'm just selling it on eBay for people to do pee tests with.
Oh my gosh, that is genius.
You know what? That makes sense, because we just were talking a story the other day about a dummy of the day, this guy in, like, an international basketball league. He passed a drug test, but they said, hey, by the way, you're pregnant, because he used his girlfriend's stuff. So, man, your stuff must be like prime. You know, people need to get it.
Yeah, that will never happen with my pee. That's my guarantee.
Now, what if I want to do this to make some money? Should I do this?
Oh, yeah. It's insanely easy.
Is it helping, though? Are you actually able to pay some bills? Are you actually getting people that want to buy this? Do you have, I guess, customers?
I do. It's been a little slower than my output currently. it's something, and it's pretty good.
I have to know, Tucker, wait, how do you feel about this now? Are you still freaked out?
I feel super bad. Bro, that is genius.
Good.
I had no idea, but I'm really relieved, because I was automatically thinking the worst.
Wait a minute. What if you guys, okay, idea time, what if you guys went into business together?
Yeah, I could do that. I could stop smoking the occasional weed. I could get in.
No, okay.
Oh, my
Tucker
God.
Tucker is a liability.
If Tucker has a drug test coming up anytime soon, it looks like he's got the hookup right
there.
Yeah,
but okay, oh Tucker, gosh. Sean, do not do business with Tucker. He is not going to, like, remember to not smoke, and there's going to be some tainted stuff out there.
Wow.
Yeah, no, I can't monitor a bunch of other people. I
come on, man.
Business, I think.
No, all right, we'll talk about this later.
Yeah.
But, okay. Just think about it. Let me put a little idea in your head. We could get, right, like, that big TV that was at Tom's house, something like that.
If you guys make enough money.
There you go.
Okay, well, if you guys ever have roommate trauma again, please call us because I can't even imagine the lives that you two live.
I know. All right, well, hey, Tucker, thank you for calling in for Freak Show Friday. Sean, thanks also for calling in. That one took an unexpected turn. I was certainly not expecting that one at all. But hey, you know what? They got a little business going right there.
Yeah, and we are going to go pee into some bottles. We'll be back.
Yes.
I don't trust anything you guys are producing over there. Joe on the Radio Now Morning Show. Got the whole squad here this morning. Myself, Joe, Liv the Web Girl, producer Pork Chop, and Lenny Bree, our technical producer in Houston. And this is something that will gross you out, but I think we can all relate to it. How did you lose your phone? And I'm not talking like, oh, you forgot it and you had to get it back in a taxi or something or an Uber. I'm talking about what happened to my friend at the state fair in Indiana. It's going on right now, the Indiana State Fair. And they, I won't say who they are because it's so embarrassing. It's a girl. I don't think guys do this. Liv, do you ever put your phone in your back pocket?
Oh, all the time.
I think girls do that more than guys. Maybe there's some bros doing it. But this girl had a phone in her back pocket. She's like, okay, I'm going to run to the bathroom real quick. She goes into the porta potty, forgets her phone's in her back pocket. As she goes to shimmy down her pants, the phone flips out of the back pocket, bloop, right into the porta potty. All those fair foods, all those things left behind. That phone pretty much caught on fire as soon as it hit the blue goo, which was not blue anymore. It was like dark doo-doo.
I had a friend in college who was in the porta potty taking a selfie at a college football tailgate. We were very intoxicated. She was extremely intoxicated. She was taking a drunk selfie in the porta potty, dropped it down, got a ton of paper towel or ton of toilet paper.
No.
Rolled it around her hand, and I am not joking, but that bee stuck her hand down into the porta potty to get her phone. And we all were just stunned. We were like, put it back. Put it back. Don't do this. We all were like almost in tears. Like, we can't be your friend anymore.
There's no way she used that phone again.
The next day, she went and she got a new phone. But for the rest of that entire day, she used it. That night, she used it. She like cleaned it off because it was around fraternity tailgate, so they have a lot of cleaning supplies.
Oh,
so
that
someone
is so
had
gross.
Clorox wipes, and she Clorox wiped it off. I thought I was gonna throw up.
No.
I mean, and then the next day she was horrified by herself, and she was like, I literally want to die.
833-563-2539. That is disgusting. Desiree, hey, you're on Joe on the Radio Now Morning Show. How'd you lose your phone?
Hi, so it's sort of the same thing happened, but not really. So my freshman year of high school, I kept my phone in my back pocket as well, and when I pulled khakis down, it fell out of my pocket and almost went in the toilet, but I caught it. So I put it on the ledge of the toilet because I didn't have anywhere else to put it. And when I was getting up, I hit it, and it fell in the toilet, and it got completely ruined because it was a old phone.
No, okay, yeah. Now, the newer phones, you can submerge them, and they seem to be okay. Was this pre- or post-flush?
Post.
Okay. Yeah. That makes it a little bit better, but I don't care if you got a brand new iPhone 20, which is waterproof or some kind of Galaxy or whatever you have. If that thing goes into a dirty, dirty toilet bowl,
so
you have to flush it. You have to throw it away or donate it to charity. You do not put that phone, no matter how much cleaning you do, against your ear.
I did. What? I dropped mine in the toilet one time.
How did you do it, Liv?
So I was drunk in college, and it was in my back pocket, and I pulled my pants down, and it fell into the toilet, and I peed onto it, and I even flushed it.
Ugh.
And I didn't even realize that it had fallen out of my pocket. Then I went into my bedroom in the sorority house, and I went to bed, not even thinking about it, and one of my sorority sisters found it in the toilet later that night, and she actually put her hand down in it, grabbed it, and then she woke me up. We went down into the kitchen, got a bowl of rice and put it in rice because obviously it was sitting in the toilet for so long, and it worked, and I used it for like 6 more months.
That is, oh God.
I know it's gross. I cleaned it, but still, I was broke.
Yeah, no, Darren, you're on Joe on the Radio Now Morning Show. Sorry, I just can't handle all these different ways that people have destroyed their phone or lost it. What happened with you?
So about 2 years ago, Yelp had an event down at the canal. It was a floating in the canal day. And so they had drinks and everything that you could stop and get along your little float. So first of all, the bottom of the canal is disgusting.
Yeah, I can imagine.
There's about a foot and a half of sludge down there.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, yeah. Didn't know that before I got in the canal. So we're floating along, and all of a sudden I realize my phone is gone. So, yes, I'm down in the sludge with my feet, kicking it, trying to find it. We called it. It was in one of those protective, you know, waterproof things.
Yeah. Oh, well, that's
good. It kept
ringing
for a while, but. Yeah, you couldn't find it. It was gone.
Never got it.
Oh,
never got it.
Oh, that's
well, they
so defeating.
They cleaned out the canal last year, so maybe they found it.
Yeah, they just haven't given it back to you. By the way, your new phone sounds amazing. Thank you for calling 833-563-2539. Adrian, hey, you're on Joe on the Radio Now Morning Show. How'd you lose your phone?
All right, so this was a few years back before, like, iPhones were waterproof, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I was in college, and I went to go wash my blankets and sheets. And I forgot my phone was on my bed. So I went back to my dorm trying to look for my phone. And then I went back in, like, community parts where the washer and dryers are. Just saw my phone, like, rotating in the washer. And since it's a college dorm, too, like, they're locked. You can't open them.
Oh, that is terrible. Adrian, I'm so sorry.
Oh, my God.
Thanks for the entertainment, though. Wrapping things up this morning. Kayla, how'd you lose your phone?
All right. So it was my first time drinking tequila. And put my phone in the opposite end, so I put it in my cleavage, and I threw up, and I didn't notice, and it fell out when I threw up, and then I went to go pee, and I peed, and my other best friend flushed the toilet for me. Went through the whole night, didn't know where my phone was, and there was a whole bunch of pro baseball players staying with us that we were hosting. And the toilet kept getting clogged, and no one could figure out what happened. And I even went to the point where there was a kid that used to steal phones that was at the party, and I went to his house and confronted his mom.
So how'd they eventually get it out?
They had to power wash the pipes, and there my phone went tumbling out with my debit card and license in it as well.
Oh, Dang. My God.
Dang. Kayla, do you still put things in your cleavage, or did you learn a lesson?
A little of both, but I'm more careful.
All right, Kayla, I think you have the best one this morning. Thank you so much for calling in to a Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show. Wow, that is impressive. That is impressive. I wish I could use my cleavage to store things, but
maybe
I don't know.
Someday.
Maybe someday.
Maybe they'll get big enough.
All right. It's Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show. It is Joe on the Radio Now Morning Show. Hope you're having yourself a wonderful Friday. I hope you got some good plans for the weekend. Even if you're doing nothing, that sounds like an awesome plan. Thank you so much for hanging out with us here on Radio Now. One of my favorite games we get to play here on the show is one of the worst things you probably ever heard with your ears. It's called the Music Mashup. We're going to take a song that's popular. Maybe we play it here on Radio Now, or maybe it's just a song that's iconic. But we sing the lyrics in a totally different style or voice. We'll each draw a random song out of a box, or I guess today we have a cup, and then we'll each draw a random style out of that cup, and then we have to sing that song the way that it says to do
gosh.
So. So, Liv the Web Girl, you want to go first today for our music mashup? Okay.
Okay,
no.
So I will pick the song first.
Yep, let us know what song you got. I'll turn this music down real quick.
Okay. I'm opening it up. I got Beautiful by Christina Aguilera.
That is a great song.
I'm actually like really happy about
that. That is an awesome song to have.
Oh, I'm nervous about the style.
And what style will this be in?
Redneck Hillbilly.
Okay.
Oh, gosh.
Live the Web Girl performing Beautiful by Christina Aguilera as a redneck or a hillbilly. I do. I don't know if it's going to help you stay on... be it, but you can certainly try.
Okay. All right, hold on. First, I need to get my voice. Howdy, y'all. Don't look at me. Every day is so wonderful. Then suddenly, it's hard to breathe. Now and then I get insecure from all the pain. I'm so ashamed. I am beautiful no matter what they say. Words can't bring me down. I am beautiful in every single way. Yes, words can't bring me down. Oh, no. So don't you bring me down today.
Wow, was very impressive. Honestly, I picture Liv the Web Girl sometimes in her mirror just talking to herself that way. All right, good job. All right, next,
do you want to do you or Portia?
Yeah, I would like to go if that's cool. I wouldn't mind go and give it a go. So if you could pass me over. I'm not sure which cup is which, but we'll figure it out.
You'll figure it out.
All right, I'm drawing right now. Let's see here. We have got, this is a big piece of paper. I feel like I'm doing a novel. Open it up.
Right. Oh my gosh, that is a big piece of paper. Why is it so big?
Oh no.
What is it?
It is Lose Yourself by Eminem.
Oh, yes! That's a good one.
I'm glad, that I got this because I am from Michigan, so of course I'm an Eminem stan. Let's see here. Reaching into the genre, the style. There's no way. God.
What is it?
I can't.
No, what is it?
It is in the style of a pirate.
Yo
ho, yo ho, a pirate's life for me.
Yeah, I don't know how that's going to go.
Think of like Jack, what's his name from Pirates of the Caribbean?
There's Jack Sparrow. I'm trying to think of Jack Sparrow as like the classic pirate. There's Captain Hook. He's another big one. I mean, there's lots of different types of pirates out there. I'm trying to, because it already hurts my throat. I think I'm doing it wrong. It hurts my throat.
Well, too bad. You got to do it. Get it done.
All right,
let's
guys.
Let's go.
All right, here we go. This is me doing Eminem's Lose Yourself as a pirate. Yo, his palms are sweaty, knees weak, and arms are heavy. There's vomit on his sweater already. Mom spaghetti. He's nervous, but on the surface, he looks calm and ready to drop bombs. But he keeps on forgetting what he wrote down. The whole crowd goes so loud. He opens his mouth, but the words won't come out. He's choking. How? Everybody's joking now. The clock's run out. Time's over. Plow! Snap back to reality. Oh, there goes gravity. Oh, there goes Rabbit. He choked. He's so mad, but he won't give up. No.
Come on, you're almost
it
there.
It hurts. Okay. He won't have it. He knows his whole back. He knows.
Oh, my God. This is literally like a novel.
He knows his whole back city ropes. It doesn't matter. He's dope. He knows that, but he's broke. He's so stacked that he knows when he goes back to his mobile home. That's when it's back to the lab again, yo, this whole rhapsody. He better go capture this moment and hope it don't pass him. You better lose yourself in the move. Okay, I can't.
Okay, wait. I thought that was pretty good, but you miss out on so many opportunities. Like, over.
What?
There's the word over. I think there was like reality.
All right, hold on. I just want to hear Liv do it for funsies right now. Let's hear Liv.
Okay, let me
She's going to do the same song, Lose Yourself by Eminem as a pirate. Go ahead. Go ahead, you scallywag.
Back to reality. Oh, there goes gravity. Oh, there goes rabbit. He choked. See?
You sound like a mountain man.
They go like.
All right.
I vote for Joe. That was
all right.
Better.
Thank you.
Okay.
No, I appreciate that. I appreciate your right. honest and feedback because the goal here is to, of course, do the best we can. Now I'm going to pass over these two cups. Once again, if you're just tuning into Joe on the Radio Now Morning Show, we are doing the music mashup where we take a popular song that everybody probably knows. We sing the lyrics, though, in a totally different style, in a different genre. Producer Porkchop, you've got the cups. Go ahead and pick out one. One's going to have a song for you to sing. The other one is going to have a genre or style.
All right. My song is YMCA by the Village People.
How did that work out?
Yeah, right. And what style am I doing it in? Let's see. What's this little thing here? It says, like a baby. Like a little baby.
Oh my gosh.
I don't even know
what
that means.
I don't know how to do that.
All right.
Well, let me see. Wah,
baby.
All right. Okay. Producer Porkchop about to perform the Village People YMCA as a baby.
Young man. There's no need to feel down, I said, young man. Pick yourself off the ground, I said, young man. Because babies can't talk. Because you're in a new town. There's no need to be unhappy, young man. There's a place you can go, I said, young man. When you're short on the dough, I said, stay there. And I'm sure you will find many ways to have a good time. It's fun to stay at the YMCA.
You know who you sound like?
YMCA.
You sound like Adam Sandler.
Really?
Yes, you actually
never heard
sound
that before.
Like
hey, that was good. I thought that was good.
Hey, no, that was terrible.
Good. Yeah, I don't know who came with the idea of a baby, but yeah, like Gaga. Gaga, goo goo, gaga, get gaga.
Is that how I'd have to do
it? No, you tell me. I don't know. That's the music mashup. We're sorry we ruined those classic songs here on Joe in the Radio Now Morning Show.
Oh, I love trash.
It's Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show.
Who cares about this garbage?
Cindy Crawford was body shamed on social media after she posted a picture of herself in a bathing suit. So the supermodel posted a photo of herself in a bikini on Instagram, you know how everyone does. And several users slammed her with one writing, "You are old now. I don't think you are living in reality. Men do not foam at the mouth at a 55-year-old woman. Trust me." Another user wrote, "Getting a little old for this, ... adding a cringing emoji. Are you kidding me? Cindy Crawford is gorgeous and beautiful. Does she look like she's 23? No. Does she probably know that? Yeah. Let her post a bikini picture. Why does it matter? Why do these people care?
What's her social media again? I just want to check it out to make sure we know what we're all talking about here.
It's probably at Cindy Crawford or something.
Okay, I'm just going to go check just to make sure I'm informed about the garbage.
Right, of course. I'm sure that's why you were checking. Right. Yeah, and see, Joe's foaming at the mouth right now. So you negative little trolls on Instagram, you were wrong.
That's also because I'm hungry.
Kanye West surprised his former manager, John Monopoly, at his birthday party Wednesday night with a brand new 2019 Lamborghini SUV. Monopoly discovered Kanye and was his manager for his first three albums. The customized SUV was a matte black and goes for around $300,000. And John says that he had no idea that Kanye was doing this and did not see it coming.
Now, that's cool. I'm not trying to poo-poo it. But, okay, Liv, I donate you even though I don't have the money. I give you a $100,000 or $300,000 car. Are you going to be able to afford the upkeep on that? That's one thing I wonder, like, how much is the oil change or, like, a tire rotation cost on a Lambo?
I'm sure if this guy is, like, a manager who discovered Kanye.
So he has a little bit of money?
Yeah, I'm sure he has enough for upkeep on that.
I hope so.
Kristen Bell was being interviewed when she recalled an awkward moment. She talked about last year that when her and her husband, Dax Shepard, were placed at the same table as Jay-Z and Beyonce at the Met Gala. Bell said her husband is literally the biggest Jay-Z fan in America, and he talked his ear off the whole time. He was reciting Jay-Z's own lyrics back to him, making jokes, giving him compliments, admiring him. And Kristen and Dax are both pretty sure Jay-Z would have no idea who he even was today and definitely probably found it annoying.
Yeah, who's this random white guy?
Right. 28-year-old model and actress known for her risque looks on and off the red carpet showcases a patch of dark arm hair while wearing a lace black bra in the photo. So Emily Ratajkowski accompanied the photo with a candid essay that she penned about sexuality and what it means to be hyper feminine for Harper Bazaar's September 2019 issue. It will hit newsstands on August 20th. So what she said about the picture with her arm hair sticking out, she said, "If I decide to shave my armpits or grow them out, that's up to me." Ratajkowski wrote, "For me, body hair is another opportunity for women to exercise their ability to choose. A choice based on how they want to feel and their associations with having or not having body hair. On any given day, I tend to likely shave, but sometimes letting my body hair grow out is what makes me feel sexy. And there's no right answer, no choice that makes me more or less of a feminist or even a bad feminist." To borrow from writer Roxane Gay, she said, "As long as the decision is my choice, then it's the right choice. Ultimately, the identity and sexuality of an individual is up to them and no one else." You go, Emily Ratajkowski. I'm sorry that you could not hear me because of Joe's Clippers. But if you want to see it, it's on her Instagram, a link to it. Emily Ratajkowski, it was a really cool article. And that's garbage. Are we done here, Joe? Are we done here?
Just making sure, you know. Excuse me.
And for those of you that couldn't hear me over these clipper noises, I'm sorry.
All right, Liv the Web Girl. Thank you so much for the garbage this morning. It is Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show. If you are a server or work in the service industry, I would love for you to join in this conversation. 833-563-2539. If social media is more your style, you can DM us, Radio Now AM Show on Instagram, or send us a tweet, Radio Now AM Show. Live the Web Girls, is this you that had the story? I know Porkchop had one too.
Yes, okay, so I have a story as well. It's not about me, but so one of my friends from college, she is a waitress right now.
Okay.
And there's a regular that comes in, obviously, all of the time, and he'll, like, flirt with her or whatever. And then finally, like, they went out for drinks one time after her shift, and then it became a couple more times. She flipped pancakes with him.
Oh, so, wow. Yeah. Oh, that's a heck of a tip.
Yeah.
Just the tip.
Yeah. So she obviously, like, knows him well, whatever. And so she was like, oh, like, he's so cute, and he's so nice and charming. So finally it happened, and it's happened multiple times. And so she was like, oh, this could maybe turn into something. Well, turns out, like, people start noticing them flirting, and another waitress comes up to her and, like, confronts her about it, because that waitress was like, hey, like, we're flipping pancakes right now. We're hooking up. Like, I mean, I see you guys flirting, but, like, just know it kind of hurts. And she's like, what? I'm flipping pancakes with him. Then other waitresses hear about it, and there are, like, 6 or 7 different waitresses at this one restaurant that this guy is all hooking up with.
That is insane. So he's just putting the batter everywhere.
Exactly. So he doesn't know what to do. He's like, they're like, do we confront him? Do we just not serve him anymore? Do we just play it cool?
Well, you can't just deny somebody service. 833-563-2539. Thanks for that story, Liv. Now, Porkchop, you also have a story?
Yeah, this is crazy. I worked with a girl, and she was a bartender. And she was working, I guess it was around Christmas time or something. And actually, there was 2 bartenders working. So the guy was done. He paid his bill. And he was leaving his tip. And he whips out this stack of $100 bills.
Whoa.
And he just goes, slap, 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 slap. Like, back and forth, back and forth. And he says, okay, here, 1,000 for you and 1,000 for you. Both girls got a $1,000 tip. And the story gets even better, Joe. So a month later, he comes in again and gives her, like, a little gift. This time, it's, like, a really fancy diamond bracelet. Like, crazy, crazy. So she took the gift, and then he left. And the next day, she was like, you know what? I don't want this. I got to take the money for it. So I don't know how. It's her story. But she knew, like, what store it came from. So she went back to the store, returned it, got the money for it, $4,500.
Oh my gosh.
And as she was leaving the store, guess who she saw?
The guy?
The guy that got it for her, and he was so pissed. He was so mad.
What are you doing here? What's going on?
Oh, dude, she said she ran, and then she saw him the next day in the restaurant. She was like, look, if you want the money back. And he was like, oh, he was so upset.
All right, 833-563-2539. If you call in, I want to hear your story about working in the service industry. Those are some strange encounters with customers. Debbie, what did you do? You worked in the service industry?
I did. I used to work at TGI Fridays, and there was a regular customer that came in all the time. He kept asking me to hook up. He's like, we can meet after work. I told him I was married. I had 3 kids at home. He said, I don't care. I'm married, and I have kids at home as well. So he just kept coming in, constantly, constantly coming in. Well, the one day he came in with his wife and his kids, and I confronted them both.
Oh!
What did you say, Debbie?
I walked up to him, walked up to her, and I was like, hey, I said, I know your husband. And she was like, oh, yeah, he says he comes in here all the time, and blah, blah, blah. I said, yeah, but did he kind of left the part out that he keeps trying to get me to get with him after work. But when I told him I was married, he said he was married too and didn't care. He cheats on his wife all the time.
What did she say? How did she respond to that?
Oh, she smacked him like really hard, took the kids and left.
That is
and
crazy.
And he got so mad. Yeah, he got really upset. And I'm like, dude, I don't care.
Good for you, honestly. Did he ever come in again?
Yeah.
He kept coming in even after that?
Yes, he did. He kept coming in even after that. And I was just like, you know what? So I told my boss. My boss finally told him, you're not welcome here anymore.
Wow. Honestly, good for your boss and good for you. That is epic.
Did he at least like leave a good tip when you like ratted him out?
Oh, yeah. His wife did. His wife actually found me on Facebook a week later, and she was apologizing, and she was really upset, and me and her still talk to this day.
I was going
to
say plot twist. She wanted to hook up with you,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, she's like, hey, you want to hook up, Debbie? Hey, thank you for calling in to Joe on the Radio Now Morning Show.
I'll spell it for you. D-U-M-M-Y.
It's the dummy. It's the dummy of the day. It's the dummy. It's the dummy of the day. It's the dummy of the day.
All right, I don't know if anybody could correctly guess this. Liv the Web Girl didn't guess it. Producer Porkchop didn't get it right. I was asking them, how do you think this dummy of the day, it involves somebody trying to steal a car and failing miserably. I'm like, what do you think happened? And the obvious thing you could say, oh, well, they don't know how to drive a stick. Like, it must have been a manual transmission and they're used to automatic. Porkchop's like, well, maybe they couldn't figure out how to hotwire the car. No, none of those are the case today for today's dummy of the day. For me, I think this is a first. I've never heard of this. A 60-year-old woman... Wow, grandma, okay. Kathy, on Sunday, stole a Tesla. Ooh, what a nice vehicle that is. I mean, that's high-end luxury right there.
Yeah, absolutely.
She stole from a parking lot outside of a Subway. Now, the car was reported stolen quickly, and the cops wound up in a high-speed chase going after Kathy. The chase ended, though, when... the Tesla's battery ran out of juice.
That, I was going to guess that. The second you said Tesla, I was like, oh, I bet the battery ran out. Those can run out quickly. But also, look at this 60-year-old grandma still hustling.
Yeah.
Still hustling.
Still living that life of crime. Granny gone wild. The cops said that the spike strips were ineffective, but the vehicle did run out of electricity, so they were able to arrest Kathy. She was charged with theft, fleeing, criminal damage, aggravated driving under the influence, and failing to appear on two outstanding warrants. Wow.
Jeez.
She's killing it. She's crushing it right there. That's your dummy, your dummy of the day. It is Joe in the Radio Now Morning Show, and this is funny. I thought I wanted to test your guys' ability to identify this. I guess this happened over, I believe, in Germany. People called the police and said, there's some noise going on. There's a disturbance by the school. Can you check it out? We think there's something bad happening, and this is the actual noise that that people were hearing.
Sounds like a bird.
It's actually hedgehogs flipping pancakes.
Oh, like little Sonic the Hedgehog?
Yes, like little Sonic. He's getting the ring.
I just looked up a picture of what a hedgehog looks like, and they're so cute.
Okay.
They're like a cuter porcupine.
Yeah, and I don't know how. I watched the video. It is very dangerous for the male hedgehog to,
flip pancakes?
With the female hedgehog, because you got to get behind there, and it's just like you're jumping onto a bed of danger. But you know what? Sometimes we put ourselves in positions.
Yeah, all for love.
It is to get with that. Now, I want to go through. I got to think like 5 or 6 different things. I want you to write it down and show me your answer. I don't think you'll get any of these, by the way. I want you just to tell me what the animal is. And then these are not animals mating. I don't believe they're mating. It's just maybe sounds that they do or calls that they do. Okay. Mm-hmm. Here we go. Here's your first one. Write it down and check this out. I'll play it again. Write down your answer. These are animals making their sounds. Okay, any guesses what animal that is? Liv says a donkey, and Porkchop says a cow. No, the answer is a hyena.
Oh, I would have no idea what they would sound like.
They sound like...
Right. All right.
I mean, that's in The Lion King, but I don't know about real life.
Did you know the hyenas sing choruses? They're amazing. All right, here's your next animal sound. I want you to identify.
Oh, that's easy.
Oh, you know what that is? Okay, I'm gonna play it one more time. Liv the Web Girl, go ahead and write your answer down. Now, you both got it wrong. You both wrote down pig and hog, which I would have taken either one of those. But the thing is, listen to it again, and then listen to the actual cartoon character that it represents.
Oh!
What?
The Tasmanian devil.
Yep.
Wow. Yeah. That was good.
I have no idea what kind of animal a Tasmanian devil is, but I heard it.
Okay, 0-2, Sophia. So far, we're trying to identify animals by their sounds. Here's your next one. What is this?
Oh, I know this.
That's just one animal, and I need it. You can't just say it's like that's a dog or that's a cat. Like I need to know what the actual animal name is. Liv wrote down a monkey, and Porkchop also wrote down a monkey. Guys, wrong.
It's a giant dolphin.
No, it's a bird. It's a kookaburra, I believe it is. A kookaburra bird. They make some of the weirdest sounds, but that's actually
insane.
A bird.
That's insane. It sounds kind of like a monkey and a dolphin together.
Like they made it? Okay, 0-3 if you guys are keeping track of how bad this game's going. Here is your next animal song. A sound. I want you to listen and try to identify the animal. All right, did that hurt your ears, Liv? You took your headphones off.
Yeah, it hurt my ears. I have no idea.
I'll play it one more time. Porkchop's already got an answer.
I changed my answer.
All right, Porkchop's answer is... I need one of those, too. I can't.
Orca.
You're going to go with orca. Okay,
yeah,
Liv, what's your answer?
I'm going to go with the dolphin.
Ooh, dolphin. Free Willy would be wrong. It's actually an orca whale.
Wow, how did you know that?
Because I watched Free Willy as a kid.
I've never seen that.
And Free Willy is an orca.
Yeah, how have you never seen Free Willy?
That means I'm winning, or I won.
It means you're winning right now. Here's the last one.
Okay.
This is a chance for Liv the Web Girl to try to tie it up, and here it is.
Okay, that's so easy.
All right, I'm going to play one more clip for you. Write down your answer. Okay, I got Liv's answer. I'm waiting for pork chops. He's writing it out really long. And you are both right. I got geese and Canadian goose, but Porkchop is your winner with 2-1.
What?
Yep.
Porkchop.
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 That's going to do it for a Friday edition of Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show. Boy, oh boy, am I looking forward to the weekend. Going to hang out, do some disc golf, chill by a pool. Wish I had a pool, but get to chill at one. And do some barbecuing. So that sounds pretty darn good to me. What do you got going on this weekend, Liv the Web Girl?
I am going to be out at my boyfriend's parents' house in Franklin all weekend long by the pool, and I am very excited about it.
All right, wear some sunscreen. You burn like Porkchop every time I see you on your Instagram story. And Porkchop, what's your weekend looking like?
Well, as soon as we're done here, I'm taking the 5-hour drive north to northern Michigan because I am DJing a wedding in Grand Rapids tomorrow.
Oh, I love GR. That is my home away from home.
And dude, I am so excited. Like the low in Michigan this weekend is like 50 degrees.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
High 77 today.
It should be cooler this weekend too around Indy, which will be nice. So hopefully you have a good time. You have yourself some fun. Get to check out the state fair that's going on. We're going to have all kinds of good stuff going on this weekend. I think I might actually head on out there and try to get a corn dog. I need some more of that in my life. I had a bunch of tacos last week for Taco Fest. Well, hey, we can't do any of that, though, unless we get on out of here and say goodbye. So for myself, Joe, Liv the Web Girl, and producer Porkchop, let's say goodbye.
Bye! Bye.